Anybody in the room? Because some of you are just grown-up children, including me. So, anybody have a song they'd like to start with? All right, which one of you is younger? Well, then you get first choice.
Number 45,
thank you. Number 45.
Too little eyes, too short, too proud, too little ears to hear His word, too little feet to walk His ways, true and true work for Him all my days. One
Thank you. Anybody else have one? Oh, I got a lot of volunteers now. What would you like to sing? Number 44. Okay. Number 44, Into the Tent Where a Gypsy Boy Lay.
Into the tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying
number did you want to sing?
Number 40.
Thank you. What is it? Jesus loves me. I'd like everybody in the room to say it together. Jesus loves me. Okay, number 40.
Jesus loves me, this I know. To him.
Children, that's what I'm going to talk about today. Jesus loves me. The song. And before I start talking, I want to pray and ask the Lord Jesus to help me to be able to communicate by His Spirit to your hearts. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, I come to Thee this morning, and with the other believers in this room, we would ask for help to be able to communicate, to explain to the hearts of these children the fact that Thou dost love us. And we ask for Thy blessing this morning. We pray that each of our hearts might be touched by the fact of Thy love, the solemnity of what Thou hast done for us. And just commit this 45 minutes into Thy hands, Lord Jesus, seeking Thy help and the blessing of Thy Holy Spirit. In Thy precious name, amen. You know, Jesus Loves Me is a song, I think, that by the time you get to my age, you can sing the whole thing without even thinking about what you're singing, because you've sung it so many times, you know it so well, the words just come out. And it's interesting to me, you know, I have the same habit as somebody else in this room. I lose track of where I am because I'm not paying attention to which verse I am. There's other thoughts running through my head. And then I get through Jesus Loves Me and I don't know what word comes next because I haven't been paying attention. So this morning I want to go through the song that you gave out, Jesus Loves Me. And I want to explain a few things, talk about a few things, so that we all understand what's in this verse and can remember it in this hymn. I would like help with this question. Does anybody know a verse? Because it says here, the Bible tells me so. Anybody know a verse in the Bible that tells them that Jesus loves them? Anybody in the room? In the front row, we'll start with. Okay, just a minute. I'm going to get you a microphone so everybody can hear you and me. All right.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Thank you very much. That's an excellent verse. It tells me, from the Bible, whosoever. That includes everybody in the front row, doesn't it? Does it include everybody on all the rows behind you? That's right. Now, somebody else had their hand up here that knew a verse. Anybody else know a verse other than John 3:16 that tells them Jesus loves them? Mr. Boulard knows one. Let's see which one he knows.
Jesus, beholding Him, loved Him.
Jesus, beholding Him, loved Him. And one of my favorites is the Son of God who loved me. That's a beautiful thing. The Son of God who loved me. So thank you for those verses. I appreciate them very much. Now, it says here, little ones to Him belong. Do you have anything that belongs to you? What belongs to you? Can you think of something that belongs to you? That's okay if you can't. Can you think of anything that belongs to you? No. Okay. Anybody think of anything that belongs to them? Oh, this Tom can.
Maybe my Lego?
Your Lego belongs to you, right? Would you be happy if you lost it? If your brother takes some of your Lego, do you take it back?
Maybe.
I should have had this closer so people could hear that. Maybe, right?
Yeah.
All right. Little ones to Him belong, to the Lord Jesus. Did you know that everything on earth, everything on space, even you, was created for the Lord Jesus, for His pleasure. You know what He says about the cattle on a thousand hills? Who do they belong to? Do you know? Try the word, they're mine.
They're mine.
Thank you. That's what God says about the cattle on a thousand hills, they're His. He made it all, it's all His, including you. That's important. Tom's Legos can't get up and run away. Tom's Legos can't be disobedient. But you can. So I'd like to move on to verse 3. It says, what does it say, Ernie? Verse 3, right here, first line. Where's verse 3, first line?
Jesus loves me, though I'm bad.
Well, that's nice to know that Jesus loves me, though I'm bad. Do your brothers and sisters like it when you're bad? Do your brothers and sisters love you when you're bad? Okay, let's try. Does your mom like it when you're bad? Can you answer that question?
No.
Does your mom love you when you're bad?
Yes.
Yes. Who here has a dad? You have a dad? Does your dad like it when you're bad?
No.
Does he love you when you're bad?
Yes.
That's good, eh? Imagine if your dad didn't love you because you were bad. That would be pretty sad. But he doesn't like it when you're bad. If your dad finds out you've been bad, usually what it means you get into what? What do you get into when you've been bad? You know?
Trouble.
Trouble. Trouble with a capital T if you've been really bad, right? Is it fun to be in trouble? Can you say that a little louder?
Nope.
You know the verse in John, in Romans chapter 3, in verse 23? Anybody in the front row know it? Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Okay. Somebody in the front row can read. And has a Bible. Mr. Daplin probably has a Bible. That's curious. You boys and girls don't know Romans chapter 3, verse 23? I think I found a volunteer, Paul. Maybe you're off the hook. What is it?
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
So what's the difference between sinning and being bad? Paul?
There is no difference.
Did you have something you wanted to share?
When you sin, then you can never enter in. But we all sin, and we all get in trouble. So, either way, we're never going to enter heaven like this.
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, right? What's Romans 3:23, Paul? Just a second.
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Thank you. They've been bad, everyone, right? How many children think they'd like to go to heaven? Lots of children who are listening think they'd like to go to heaven. Do you think you can go to heaven with your sins, those bad things that you've done? What do you think? Can you go to heaven if you've got bad sins? What if they're on you? Bad sins. Can you go to heaven with your bad sins still on you? I brought my suitcase today. I brought some things in my suitcase. Somebody want to come and open the lid? Oh, I got lots of volunteers to open the lid. Okay, you can open the lid. Very good. Thank you. Now, can you take out the yellow container? And we'll just put it down. Thank you. See, I didn't know what I was going to talk about today, so I brought lots of stuff. And one of the things that I brought was this cord. There's a verse in the Bible that says, a man shall be holden with the cords of his sins. You know what that means? That means if you put your hands together, just put them like this. Okay? And if that was one sin, this would be two sins, and three sins, and four sins. And then if it just tied them around here, and around here, and then I said, go see your daddy, what would you do? I need the microphone.
I don't know.
Because are you all tied up? Yeah, you're all tied up. So I'm going to set you free. And if these are sins, and they keep you all tied up, how do you get set free from sins? That's what I'm going to talk about next. Because it says, though I'm bad, and he waits to make me glad. If you have to be made glad, what does that mean? Most likely you are something that rhymes with glad. All right. What rhymes with
sad?
Thank you. What kinds of things make you sad? When your brother takes your Legos? Does that make you sad?
No, it just makes me angry.
Oh. Angry is kind of an extreme sad. How about you?
When you lose some of your favorite toys.
When you lose some of your favorite toys. So it says the Lord Jesus waits to make you glad. This little girl over here was all tied up. She couldn't go anywhere. Couldn't go to her daddy, couldn't go to her mommy. But I set her free. And that's what the Lord Jesus wants to do for you, because you have bad things in your life that make you sad. And you can't come. So you have to be set free. So what does it say in the second verse? Jesus loves me. What does it say? Can you help me out with the second verse, the first line?
Jesus loves me, he who died.
He who died. How does the Lord Jesus set somebody free? What does it mean that the Lord Jesus died? What is this? I'll ask you.
A cross.
A cross. Yeah, that's a cross. And the Lord Jesus carried his cross out to a hill outside of the city of Jerusalem. What was on his head?
A crown of thorns.
A crown sounds all right. A crown of thorns doesn't sound nice, does it? Anybody want that on their head? Why? Feel one of those. Don't feel it very hard.
Because they're pointy.
Yeah. You know, they put something like this on the head of the Lord Jesus. And then they took a stick. It's already hurting my head. And they hit him with it. But more than that, when they took him out to that cross, what's this?
A nail.
Thank you. Now, this is a nail from train tracks. But I suspect it would have been a nail something like this, maybe even a little bigger, that they took and they put through the Lord's wrists. And they put through his feet. And then they hung him up on the cross. Do you think that hurt? What happens when you get hurt? What comes out of your eyes? Can you say that a little bit louder?
Tears.
Why?
Because it hurts.
Yeah. The Lord Jesus felt that pain on that cross. The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. A few days ago there was an eclipse. Do you know what happened on that day? Any of you live in the path of the total eclipse? What happened that day?
The moon blocked out the sun.
Yeah. You know, a friend of mine went down, he took that in his car, and he drove to South Carolina and he booked a hotel on the day of the eclipse. And he went out and he was watching the eclipse go by. And he said, you know, it was getting a little bit dim. And then when the moon went in front of the sun, it suddenly got really dark for a couple of minutes. And all the birds stopped singing. And the crickets started to make their noises. And the mosquitoes came out because they thought it was nighttime. And then about 2 minutes later, the sun started to come back out. The birds started to sing. The mosquitoes went away and the crickets stopped. When the Lord Jesus was hanging on the cross, he'd been hanging there for 3 hours, feeling the pain that girl was talking about. 3 hours. And at the third hour, what happened? I'm going to bring the mic over.
He said that he will rise up in 3 days.
He did. But after 3 hours of hanging on the cross, it got dark. Right at noontime. Not just for 3 minutes. For 3 long hours, it was dark. When you get in trouble with your parents, sometimes you get punished and you cry. and you would become sorry for the bad things that you have done. But even if you're sorry for whatever you did, being mean to your brother, or breaking something, or disobeying your mother or father, even though you're sorry, you cannot undo it. You cannot go back in time and not do something that you've done, can you? Once it's done, it's done. You know, in those 3 hours of darkness, something awful happened. The Lord Jesus was punished by God. For 3 hours. If you think the crown of thorns was bad, if you think the nails in his hand and his feet were bad, the punishment of God was worse. The punishment of God was way worse than any pain you've ever experienced. I fell off my bike one day and landed on my face, and it hurt. But that's nothing compared to what the Lord Jesus went through. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's what the Lord Jesus went through. He bore the punishment of my sins and your sins, if you'll believe in Him, in those 3 hours of darkness. Now, it says here, Jesus loves me though I'm bad. And I've just spent a fair amount of time talking about what the Lord Jesus suffered because I've been bad. He bore the punishment of my sins in His own body on the cross. But it says next, and He waits to make me glad, waits to fold me in His arm, keeps me safe from every harm. In Rideau Ferry, there's a cemetery. I drive by it on my way to meeting. On one of those tombstones is one of these. Anybody know what it is? What's a little sheep?
A lamb.
A lamb. Yeah. Little sheep, a lamb. You know why there's a little sheep on that tombstone? Because there's a little 7-year-old boy that's buried underneath that tombstone with a lamb on it. You know, there's a little grave in Kanata, Ontario, and on the stone, a little brown lamb in the stone, because there's a little boy that's buried there that was precious to his parents. They loved him. I have a little granddaughter. I like to pick her up, put her in my arm, and just hold her. Who would like to hold one of these little lambs? You'd like to hold one? After you've held it for a minute, you can pass it to your brother, okay? Who else would like to hold a lamb? Would you like one? You can pass it down. Hold it for a minute, then pass it down. You know, it says here, the Lord Jesus would like to take you, like a little lamb, in His arms. I have another little lamb here. It's kind of a cute little lamb. Would you like to give it a hug? Then pass it to your cousin. And I have a little tiny one. Maybe this is a really young lamb. You want to try it? What do you think? The Lord Jesus loves children, big or small. He even loves 18-year-old children. He loves the children in the back row. He loves them whether they love Him or not. He loves you. He wants you. He died to redeem you. Only believe His word. I need my Bible because I'm going to turn to the Gospel of Mark and the 9th chapter. Let's read here. Mark chapter 9. And verse 36, the Lord Jesus took a child, set him in the midst of them, and when he'd taken him in his arms, right now you have a lamb in your arms, some of you children. The Lord Jesus picked up somebody like you, took him in his arms, because he loved them. Because he had affection for them. It's a beautiful thing to think about, taking a little child into your arms. To look at a little child and see the marvel and beauty of what God's created. And then to think of how he looks at you, 25 years old. Maybe you are born one of those beautiful little lambs that these children like. And maybe you've turned into the kind of lamb that that girl made a face at. Because she didn't think it was a very cute lamb. But Jesus loves you just the same. Further on in the 9th chapter, in verse 45, if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell. Into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. The devil has a deal for you. The devil's deals look really, really good. They come wrapped in gold packages. They may have diamonds and sparkles all over them. They are highly desirable. There are some people in this room who had an object lesson once. And they had to choose between a plain paper bag in which there was something valuable, and a beautiful wrapped package, gold with all sparkle on it. You know which one was the popular one? Everybody wanted the one that looked beautiful. That's what the devil does. All your friends are smoking. It looks so glamorous in the advertising to be smoking. What do you get at the end? You look on the package of cigarettes, they show you a picture of your lungs, at least in Canada, all filled with cancer and smoke garbage. And you die young. Not everybody. A lot of people. You know, the devil wraps up some drugs. He says, you take this drug, your life will be so good. Teenager takes it once. And they need another one tomorrow and another one tomorrow. It's only $10. But then it's $10 in the morning and $10 at lunch and $10 at night and $10 when you go to bed. And the next thing you know, that gift wrap, gold, fancy package called drugs has destroyed your life. Your brains are not working right. You're stealing or whatever you have to do. And that's the kind of package the devil has for you. Maybe you're not a teenager anymore. Maybe you're a 40-year-old. And what the devil has wrapped up for you is this successful business. And he's just taking you one deal at a time, just leading you along, leading you along, leading you along, towards a cliff of some sort. Or maybe just neglecting the fact that Jesus loves me. This I know. Until it's too late. And then I'd like to turn to the 10th chapter of Mark. My Bible, it's the same page. Verse 13. They brought young children to him that he should touch them. His disciples rebuked those that brought them. When he saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. He took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. That's the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. You like that lamb, don't you? Thank you. I like him too. No, he sits on my bed a lot of the time. Just waiting for me to come back. But the Lord Jesus is waiting for you to come to Him. He says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I will open to him. And if any man hear my voice and will open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him. And he with me. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, though I'm bad, and He waits to make me glad. He can do that because Jesus loves me, He who died. He who wore the crown of thorns, had the nails through His hands and His feet. When you ask, how much do you love me? He stretched out His hands and He died. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from what? All
righteousness.
All unrighteousness, all sin. That's how you get untied, isn't it? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You know, verses 4 and 5 tell us some beautiful things. Jesus loves me still, when I'm very weak and ill. Tom knows what that's like, to be weak and ill, don't you? You don't feel like running around anymore. You don't feel like jumping up. You're really tired, aren't you? But Jesus loves you under those circumstances. There's a verse in Psalm 41, I believe it's verse 3. Maketh all his bed in his sickness. That's a loving and compassionate Savior. The one that loved me and gave himself for me. And then it says, From his shining place on high comes to watch me where I lie. That's true all day long. You don't have to be sick to have the Lord Jesus watching you. He sees what you do. Hears what you say. My God is watching all the time. Have you had your sins washed away? Have you asked Jesus to accept you? Have you asked Jesus? Have you accepted Him as your Savior? Do you think that a Savior that loves you that much is going to make you miserable? Or are you being deceived by the gold wrap package that the devil puts in front of you, that this world presents, to draw you down to hell, to the lake of fire? Well, what's the alternative? Jesus loves me, He will stay close beside me all the way. There's a verse in Hebrews that says, I will never... Anybody in the front row know what comes next? I will never leave you
Nor forsake you.
Once you're one of His sheep, you're His forever. You're in His arms, in His Father's arms, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's arms. Now let's just turn to John chapter 14 for a minute. And verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. We were talking about those 3 hours of darkness. That's when the Lord Jesus prepared a place for you. It's His blood that He shed at the end of those 3 hours that washes your sins away. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I trust Him, should I die, He will take me home on high. In my Father's house are many mansions. The river of pleasure is there. It's not here on earth. It's in God's house. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Is that what you're seeking in this world? The only place to find them is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus invites you now. He loves you. He wants you. He died to redeem you. Only believe His word. I have time for one more hymn. Who wants to choose it? Okay. Number
46.
Thank you. Number 46. Glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. Is that it? Okay. Glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for loving us, for the truth of this hymn that we've gone through this morning. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Lord Jesus, we think of how we are bad and deserve nothing but punishment, how our lives are not happy ones without Thee. Thank Thee for waiting to make us glad and for the invitation to come to Thy house, to have our sins washed away, that whoever calls in the name of the Lord be saved. Think, Lord Jesus, of what Thou hast done to make a pathway for sinners to come on Calvary's cross, to have their sins washed away in Thy precious blood. So we just thank Thee, Lord Jesus, for Thy home, Thy promise to come again. And we pray that if there's someone in the room, a little child of 7 or 3 or 4, or a child of 18 or 19, 25, 40, 50 or 70. Lord Jesus, that Thou hast touched their heart. They might think about the fact that Thou hast loved to take them in Thine arms, comfort them, care for them for all eternity. We thank Thee, Lord Jesus, for Thy love. Ask for Thy blessing on Thy message. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.